I remember that then people used to come in with orders, you know. It was a kind of a form of HP. And I remember the Shawley ladies coming in. And they were very decent people, very, very straight to deal with and everything. They were fine. And we got a lot of country people then, especially the church holidays were exceptionally busy. All the farmers would be in, and they'd be all looking for bargains, and you know, that's the thing I would remember. They had a tailoring department there as well, that they made clothes for the military. They had a military contract and everything, you know. But it was a fine store. It was an awful pity it went, but I mean, things changed, and trends, changing trends and fashions and everything, you know.
Yeah, we'll just add a few final questions. When you were looking inside, what sparked your memory, like, you know what I mean, of any of the articles inside, the kind of reminiscences, what kind of, you know, got you thinking of all these memories?
The layout was, we had a very special hat department there, you know, inside the door, I'll always remember. And I spent most of my time in the men's outwear, the men's outfitting, they called it. And the layout that time was different. Was all the stuff was in drawers, you know. Today now our stuff is on the racks, just hanging everywhere. But that time, person came in for socks or anything, you had to pull out a drawer and they'd pick and choose. The display was different. And you had these long mahogany counters then as well. And I remember the hat department. And of course, while you get some lovely customers, you get some very, those days you get some very troublesome people. And over the years they became known, and they became known from other shops. And we'd see them coming along maybe down the stairs or coming up the store, and we could always duck into the hat department and get away from them. That was, we had great hideouts, you know. And sometimes we could even manage to slip duck the boss if we saw him on the warpath, you know. The place, the layout was better from that. Everything is more open now. You couldn't get away with anything, you know. And there was more crack as well. There was more jokes and playing pranks on people than there is today, you know. My father, God rest him, told me a story that in the early days in the arcade, well before my time now, or your time, of course, they used to sleep in there, you know. They had a dormitory, especially from fellas coming up from the country, and they had great fun when fellas had come up from the country. One fellow would be pretending to be a doctor and he'd be examining him, you know, and all this. But there was one story told that they used to have to go to, you know, they'd go to bed at night, and it was almost like a boarding school. The supervisor would come along with a torch to make sure they were all in bed. And apparently one night, one fella ducked out to a dance, and the authorities didn't know anything about it. And they dressed up one of the dummies and put it into his bed in the dormitory. And your man came back from the dance, got into his bed, and nothing was known about it. He was able to. That was one of the funny stories I heard, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's as much as I can tell you now.
That's brilliant, actually. Yeah. We'll just that's great. We'll finish up there now. Thank you. Thanks ever so much.
I hope I didn't say anything foolish. No.